I am here with Dick Brown of Krauss Corporation. Dick, tell us a little bit about your company.
Krauss Corporation is located in Hutchinson, Kansas. We are a manufacturer, marketer of tillage products, soil management products, and also grain drills, seeding equipment. Although we're small, we sell all over the world. Our single largest export market is Russia, followed by Australia, the Ukraine, Kazakhstan, and a little bit into South America.
Well, here at the Ag Executive Forum for the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, you're part of the committee that's helping to put together the new Ag Connect Expo 2010, and you served on a panel here to tell us a little bit about that, this new generation of ag show. Tell me what you think about it.
I'm excited personally. We're excited as an association. Ag Connect is truly a vision that started probably about 15 or 20 years ago. As an industry, meaning equipment producers, we looked around and said our marketing process of putting equipment in a field or in a hall somewhere for people to come look at probably outlasted its usefulness. Today, people can get on the internet and get specifications and get a lot of information about the equipment. Within that context, we realized that equipment is truly just one part of a farming system. And we needed to bring all of the elements of the farming system together to have a world-class venue. Thus, bio engineered products, other technology products, the chemicals of fertilizer, insecticide, herbicides, all of these will be represented in a single location this coming in 2010 in Orlando, Florida, where today's professional farmer can come to get solutions to his problems, get information, and see it all in one location. Truly an outstanding opportunity.
How long has Ag Connect Expo been in the making?
Well, the committee work probably is about a year to two old. Mm-hmm. There'll be another year of detail work and coordination, and certainly there'll be some marketing so we can inform people of why they should come to Orlando, and believe me, it's for information and knowledge, possibly a little bit of Disneyland if they so desire. But it's a warm venue in the month of January, which hopefully the producers, particularly here in the U.S., will have completed their preseason requirements of contracting for various inputs, and we'll be looking forward to meeting with others at that venue. So we welcome them.
Why did AEM see a need for this new type of a farm show?
Well, actually, there are some patterns around the world. Agritechnica in Germany and some other locations, those folks have been doing it relevant to their major market areas. And the United States holds the lead on patents, if you look at the statistics and innovation, and it's appropriate that we should bring together the professional excellence represented in the agricultural industry. Now seemed to be the time. We also are inviting global folks from around the world to come share, whether they are equipment producers, whether they are end-user producers, or other input suppliers. We'd like to make it a world meeting place.
Now, you were the moderator for the last panel that we had here, which included the commodities of corn, soybeans, and wheat, and where they were at and what was going on there. The program today had a lot of focus on renewable fuels. Why is that so important to farm equipment manufacturers?
Well, obviously, we build the equipment that should increase both yields and, if appropriate, quantity of crop. So there's a direct commercial linkage. I think there is an overarching element, though, and that is we want to see each generation of mankind improve the lot for our children and grandchildren. It is not a U.S. issue or a European issue on use of fossil fuel. It's a global reality that at some point in time, fossil fuels will no longer be available or no longer available in the quantities that they have been. So starting down the road of using the resources that we have and that we're very good at, coupled with other sustainable inputs, will fulfill that ambition and vision that many of us have.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Dick Brown here at the Ag Executive Forum, AEM's Ag Executive Forum in St. Louis. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.